Great to have a chat to Mick Guerin, who will bring us up to date with all the news in thoroughbred and harness from the land of the long white cloud. How are you, Mick?
Mate, I'm well, buddy. Look, like everybody, I took a kick in the ass this week when I heard my good mate Danny Frawley passed away. Danny was my sort of guy, you know. He was loud and a bit silly and a bit arrogant sometimes, and he would just love everybody and would hug people. And so we got on great. You know, I reckon it's a bizarre story. I reckon I had somewhere between 80 and 100 conversations with Danny. He would just ring me when he was in the car and just ramble on for 20 minutes. I'd ramble back at him. I'll tell you a funny story. Until he passed the other day, I never knew who he played football for. I knew he was a champion footballer.
Are you serious?
You know what? It never came up in conversation. Now, I know a lot of All Blacks and a lot of famous football players as part of my job. He never once mentioned the words "when I played for St Kilda" to me.
Yeah.
So it's an incredible mark of a man. He never mentioned it. And I knew he was a great footballer, but I never knew who he played for. And when I saw it the other day, I was like, wow, what a weird thing to think about afterwards. And as I said, we would have had at least 80 conversations about horses and life and people and drinking and all sorts of nonsense. So, yeah, it was a bit of a shock. And then Russell Cameron's a guy I spent a bit of time with in New Zealand as well. So I really feel for those people, and makes you think to myself, well, you know, you should get on with your life and enjoy it, because you're not sure how long it's going to last.
Absolutely. Russell Cameron's funeral is going to be next Thursday at Flemington. And, of course, it is Are You OK Day today, which is a very important day for everyone.
That segues very interestingly into what Gareth was teasing before. Harness Racing New Zealand Harness Racing Victoria, my apologies, have a new race coming up next May, and it's a long way away, and it doesn't matter that much. It's only $60,000, but it's still great. They've got a new race for $60,000, and they're going to give the public via hashtags the chance to name the race. Oh, I think it's a no-brainer. Who wants to have a race called the Thunderbolt or the Catalyst or the Big Mountain Race? I mean, I don't care about any of that rubbish. This is the great opportunity to say, let's engage with our community and let's just call it the Are You OK Pace or something like that. Now, I know it's very topical at the moment and it's very easy for me to say that now, but these are not issues that come and go when people die for a week. These are genuine issues about the world. And I think it's a really good opportunity for Harness Racing Victoria at a time when the Gallops seem to be engaging with more and more people on a more community level to say, look, let's do this. You know, because there's a lot of people in the rural sector who do suffer from depression, and they have a lot of pressures which normal people who live in the city may not have because of, you know, the enormity of climate change, some of those things on them. I think it's a really good chance for Harness Racing Victoria to say, hey, let's talk about some of these issues and name some races after this stuff. Whether some people find that a little bit dark and a bit yucky and not fun and ritzy, well, not having a lot has to be fun and ritzy. I think you can celebrate things and engage with the community. That's what I would do with the race, but that's only my idea.
No, I don't think it's a bad idea at all. And speaking of Russell Cameron, the valet Russell Cameron's the last, and there could be a bit of a Kiwi fairy tale story here, and Kiwi being the operative word with Glory Days, who's on track to the Melbourne Cup.
You have to get this man on your show in the next couple of weeks. A guy called Bill Thurlow. A lovely guy. He trains out of Waverley. If you wonder why you've heard that word before, it's not the Waverley of Victoria, obviously. Waverley is the hometown of one of the great Melbourne Cup winners of all time, and Kiwi, of course, who came from last to win the Cup in 82. Now, Waverley is basically the size of a very, very small Melbourne suburb. You're talking about 5,000 people, and it might even be less. I'm not sure how many, but I've been there, but it's so small it doesn't matter. No one ever goes there. There's no buildings above three stories. There's just nothing there. So Glory Days, who won the Auckland Cup, is trained in Waverley as well. Now, in Waverley, Kiwi is just an institution. Yeah, it's an amazing story. Here's Bill Thurlow trying to follow in the same footsteps as what Snowy Lupton did. He's got a mare called Glory Days, who isn't particularly well-bred, won the Auckland Cup. Ran third in the Sydney Cup, so she's no pretender. She's got 52 in the Melbourne Cup, which equates to 54 for a boy, of course, so she's a good chance of getting in. Now, Willow rides her on Saturday, and look, Willow's going to have a whole bunch of horses he can ride in the Melbourne Cup, we all know that, but over 1,700, she's got no chance. She could go to the Benalla Cup in a couple of weeks' time, up to 2046. Then she'll start to come into her own, and she's got ability in a wet track as well. So really good story, almost going back in time to those days when those old farm trainers in New Zealand used to have 100 cattle and 2 horses and turn up to the Melbourne Cup and not know where they were going. So he's staying at Paddy Payne's, so the horse is going to be in an environment that's probably, you know, similar to New Zealand, and it's one of the few real fairy tale stories because, as you know, Michael, the Melbourne Cup doesn't have those horses that much these days.
Absolute cracking story. We're almost out of time, Mick, but Spankham, good to see him back on at Addington this weekend.
In Miracle Mile, winner returns tomorrow night at Addington, standing start race. Tricky race because he's not rock hard fit, but I think he'll probably be winning. I think most of them will get out of the way. One horse for punters to look out for over the weekend. At Ruakaka in New Zealand on Saturday, race one, there's a horse called Holy Mongol Emperor. Yes. It's a maiden. It's a maiden, and it might be one of the better three-year-olds in New Zealand, and it could be a horse who turns up in an ATC derby. Not a VRC derby, an ATC derby. Look out for him. And also last night at Tarang, Lumineer, who's now 5 years old, returned for Ange McDowell and bolted him by 24 metres. He's a very good pacer who will race his way through the grade if he can hold together. So two names to remember, Lumineer, a horse who returned last night, and Holy Mongol Emperor, pretty good horse, lining up at Ruakaka on Saturday morning, Melbourne time.
Murray Baker, when I had him in studio, we spoke about that horse last week. So you're on the money as always there. Mick, great to speak. Enjoy the weekend.
Thanks, brother.
Mick Guerin joining us there. We're out of time. Coming up after the break, it is the Victorian Form Preview.